Up next from Reno Public Radio, Nevada Humanities Annual Festival and Chautauqua kicks off tonight at Sundance Books and Music with the monthly Salon. The topic of the Salon and the festival is the wilderness. From the story of modern explorer Chris McCandless, the inspiration for the book and movie Into the Wild, to Chautauqua performances based on early American explorers like John Muir, this year's festival explores Americans in the wilderness and how our landscape shapes who we are. Here with the details, Karen Wickander, Program Manager for Nevada Humanities. Welcome, Karen.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the Young Chautauquans. We have a Day of Young Chautauqua this Sunday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Bartley Ranch. Tell us about these youngsters. How'd you get them involved?
Oh, they're fantastic. They're our Young Chautauquan scholars. They join the program in January, and they begin researching. They choose a character, and then they begin researching that character, and they spend 6 months crafting their performance and doing research on that figure. They're amazing. I've been watching them perform, and the information that they have and the poise really with which they perform, because it's kids ages 8 to 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what they know, last year, I'm just going to say one of the kids, Jillian Kurgan, was Janis Joplin. She figured out this connection between Janis Joplin and Nevada that most people don't even know.
I know it.
with the Red Dog Saloon.
Exactly. And, yeah.
She was amazing. And people keep, even now, people are like, oh man, Janis Joplin. And there's these kids just have so much energy, so much enthusiasm, so much poise, and they do have fun. And it's this great day. It's free. If you have kids, definitely bring them. There's going to be music by the Reno Video Game Symphony.
They're fun too.
They are so great. Yeah. So that, and the moderator for that day is Frank Mullen. Just going to be a fantastic day.
That's the Day of Young Chautauqua, free Sunday, June 21st, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it all happens at Bartley Ranch. Now, the theme this year for the Nevada Humanities Festival is the wilderness, something that's near and dear to your heart, my heart too, I think most Nevadans' hearts. Why did you pick the topic of the wilderness?
Well, I know it sounds a bit broad, and it is, and you're right. It was something that obviously fits in very well with our region and our area. But I was actually inspired because when I teach a class every semester, a college class, and I teach John Krakauer's Into the Wild. And of all of the things that I teach, it's the one text that consistently brings students almost to blows. They don't physically fight, but the engagement and conversation and passion that's brought out by this book is phenomenal. And when I was teaching it in the fall of 2014, my students were that passionate about it. And then I read an article in Outside Magazine, an interview with Corrine McCandless, Chris McCandless's sister, who's the focus of Into the Wild. And she wrote a memoir in November of 2014 about her life with her brother and why he went into the wild. And I thought that was a great launching point because the wilderness is integral to the American identity. Not just our identity as Nevadans, but truly the American identity is based on it.
That is so true. Now let's recap briefly just what happens in Into the Wild. This young man heads off to the Alaska wilderness, and it does not end well.
No, and I think it's interesting because people tend to skip straight from he left his family on the East Coast, abandoned his identity, his money, everything, and he took on the name Alexander Supertramp, and they skip straight to Alaska. But Chris actually survived crossing the country. He went through the Mojave Desert. He met people along the way. He made a ton of friendships. I mean, Chris was actually quite successful. And he did go into the Alaskan wilderness and through a series of, I think, really just bad luck, ended up passing away in that infamous bus shelter. Oh. The latest idea researched by John Krakauer is that he actually just ate the wrong type of potato seed. So that ended up poisoning him. So it wasn't even, people tend to think that he wasn't prepared or he shouldn't have been doing that or what right did he have to make these life choices. And they're either inspired by it or they're inflamed by it. It just brings up such passions. And I think it's so tied into who we are now and our relationship to the wilderness and nature that it's so topical.
Now, this is really interesting. Why is it so polarizing? What do your students say when they're on opposite sides of this story?
Yeah, I think there are a variety of reasons. It does tend to be tied into American social norms.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the right, or what are your responsibilities as an American? Which is so funny because the American identity is based on this idea of go west, young man.
And do what you want to do.
Journey, quest, yeah. Do all of that. I've only in one semester had a gendered response, which was he owed it to his family to not die, basically.
Interesting.
That he should have known he had familial responsibilities, which Corrine's text is actually very significant to kind of explaining that. But I think there's either the feeling that you should do it, that you should live the life you want to lead, that no one should be setting restrictions upon you, or this idea that you have to follow the social norm. You are obligated as an American to get married, have kids, buy a house, have a job, and have responsibility. And so I think also underlying that is a little bit of jealousy, because Chris just did it. A lot of people tend to argue that he could do it because he had the luxury of being a middle class, an upper middle class white boy. And that really doesn't have anything to do with it. Oh. He just had the spirit and gumption to do it. And I think a lot of people are jealous of the fact that he just did it.
Interesting. This is going to be a great topic. We're talking about this year's Nevada Humanities Festival and Chautauqua, and coming to town on Tuesday, the 23rd. It's the sister of Chris McCandless, Corrine McCandless, The Wild Truth and Evening with Corrine McCandless. She has written a book about her brother's experience. I'm really interested to hear her perspective. I've not read the book. What do you think she's going to talk about?
Well, I think she's going to talk about a variety of things. I actually spoke with her last week, and she's phenomenal. She's just incredible. And her insights into her brother's experience and philosophies in their life are so significant. It will change the way people read the book, will read Into the Wild. She definitely speaks to difficult parts of their life. The book it's a beautiful book. And a beautiful testament to her brother and their relationship. But it also details some, you know, fairly harrowing incidents in their past, things that inspired Chris to leave everything behind. One of the reasons she is so fascinating is because she had provided John Krakauer with these harrowing experiences and explained Chris to him before he wrote the book, and then asked that he not use that material because she didn't want to hurt the family. And he didn't. He didn't use it. And then I think as things kind of disintegrated in the family, there were a couple of things. She also didn't think anyone was really going to read the book. She didn't think that many people would read the book, or that it would become, you know, a component of college curriculums and high school curriculums, and that people would be so inflamed about her brother's actions. And she really wanted to explain who Chris was. And I think the other thing, this is something I've thought about a lot. We as readers are very judgmental. And I think we have forgotten, because that story has become so iconic and then made into a feature film. We forget that Chris was a human being. Mm-hmm. We think of him as a fictional character. And we're so judgmental of fictional characters. And we forget to stop and think that this is a human who made decisions. And we all make decisions that people question. And he was making the decisions that were right for him. And we don't actually have the right to sit in judgment of that. But it's so easy when you forget that he is this person who had a family, that we should be more accepting of that. So one of the things Corrine does is helps remind us of Chris, the human person behind all of this. I mean, that was her brother. I think it takes a lot of guts to write about and then speak about someone who meant the world to you in front of, you know, in front of audiences full of people. So, I think that's going to be fascinating.
Now, this is coming up on the 23rd. It's a Tuesday night, The Wild Truth with Corrine McCandless. There's a special VIP package available where you can have a garden reception with Corrine from 5 to 6 is at the Bartley Ranch Schoolhouse, hors d'oeuvres by Reno Provisions, and then a premium seat in the center section at the Robert Z. Hawkins Amphitheater for the talk by Corrine, which starts at 7 o'clock. Plus, a book signing, access to a book signing post-show for Corrine's book, The Wild Truth. Now, tickets for the VIP package are going to go very quickly. You should get them as soon as possible at NevadaHumanities.org. That's NevadaHumanities.org. And The Wild Truth, An Evening with Corrine McCandless, part of this year's Chautauqua Festival, Tuesday, June 23rd. Karen Wickander is my guest from Nevada Humanities. Let's talk about what's happening on the next day, Wednesday, the 24th, here at Bartley Ranch, where all the events are happening. The topic is What is an American? With J. Goldsboro Brough. Who is this gentleman?
So Hank Finken, who portrays J. Goldsboro Brough, has been here once before. He was Thomas Edison, and he sold me on Brough. I actually did not know about him before this, but I was talking to him about the theme, and Brough is this character who's fallen out of our memory, our historical memory, but his tale is phenomenal. He wrote these diaries as he explored America, as he traveled from the East Coast to the West Coast, and he was absolutely, I think, maybe I shouldn't say he was incompetent at it, but he wasn't great at it. And people in his party died and abandoned him, but he was this figure that on the East Coast, he's best known as an artist. He helped build the Washington Monument. He designed political campaign posters and marketing. And then here he is traveling across the West to become a 49er and wow. try his luck at finding gold in California.
Was he successful? Did he survive?
He did survive, but wow. he wasn't very successful, which, you know, one of the things that Hank kind of promotes is this idea that maybe that's why he's fallen out of our historical memories, because we really only like the people who have made
a
great success.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man, what a great
story.
But
his diaries are amazing.
Wow, that's going to be good. That's Wednesday, the 24th. J. Goldsboro Brough performed by Hank Finken. And also that night, Doug Mishler as J. Hector St. John de Crèvecoeur. Now, tell us about J. Hector St. John de Crèvecoeur. Who's this guy?
I always think it's a tragedy that more people don't know who Crèvecoeur is. He was a French-American farmer. And what he did was basically set out in print the first definition of what an American is. And a definition that became the foundation used by politicians, by Emerson, Thoreau. Everything about that kind of American identity was shaped by Crèvecoeur. And he wrote these essays before, like kind of before and into the American Revolution. They were published after the American Revolution. It's called Letters from an American Farmer. And he wrote an essay called What is an American? And it set out the ideals of what Americans are like, what our country is like. And I always say, if we could be as good as Crèvecoeur thought we could be, we would be phenomenal. Because it's almost an idyllic utopian look at Americans, but it's just this beautiful recitation of who we are and what makes us a country, what gives us an identity. And it's intimately tied into Americans in nature and Americans in the wilderness. So it was not only defining who we are for us and for this new America, but it also for Europe defined who we are and what they should expect of us. So it was an incredibly significant work that no one seems to know about.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And Crèvecoeur is portrayed by Doug Mishler, who is, you know, local and been with Chautauqua for a while. So that should be an incredible night. Hank and Doug have incredible energy, so it'll be a vibrant night for sure.
Now, coming up on Thursday, the 25th, the topic is In Nature, Nothing Exists Alone, with Fiona Reed performing as Rachel Carson, and then John Muir performed by Doug Holmes. This sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this night. Obviously, two very well-known names compared to Wednesday, where most people don't know who Brough and Crèvecoeur are. But obviously, people have heard of Rachel Carson and John Muir. And one of the reasons I'm excited also is that Fiona Reed and Doug Holmes are friends. He has portrayed John Muir for years. He portrayed John Muir for the Sierra Club, for the French government, for Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian. And Fiona was taking one of his ecology classes, environmental history classes, and was inspired by that and started doing Rachel Carson. So it's kind of the first time I think we're having two people on stage who know each other very well and have performed together. And then the next day they're going to have an incredible daytime event, which I'm very excited about. But I think given that John Muir, you know, one of his first books was my first summer in the Sierras. I mean, he's such an integral part of the Sierra history. He is this kind of iconic figure that I think people will be interested in. And of course, Rachel Carson brought science to the mainstream. She, you know, with Silent Spring and the sea around us, she made that kind of science accessible to audiences that might not read about science.
This is coming up on Thursday, the 25th, Rachel Carson and John Muir. We're talking about the Nevada Humanities Festival and Chautauqua. The theme this year is the wilderness. All main stage evening programs happen at the Robert Z. Hawkins Amphitheater at Bartley Ranch. Gates open at 5. Music begins at 6 o'clock and programs begin at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $25 general for a seat and $10 on the lawn. You can get them at NevadaHumanities.org. That's NevadaHumanities.org. And don't forget about the Wild Truth VIP package in evening with Corrine McCandless. Tickets will go very fast for that, and those are also available at NevadaHumanities.org. Karen, if someone does not know or have any idea what Chautauqua is, explain a little bit about that and tell us why it's so important as far as humanities go. What does Chautauqua give to audiences in this day and age?
Chautauqua is basically historical performances where someone comes on stage in that character. So, for example, Doug Holmes will walk onto the stage as John Muir and will speak to the audience as if he's John Muir in that time, talking about his life, his history, his accomplishments. And then there's a question and answer period where he answers as John Muir and then answers as Doug Holmes. And one of the reasons this is kind of a significant component of the humanities is that I think it's a great way to learn about history. It's a way that doesn't seem kind of threatening or overwhelming. And you're dealing with scholars who have done just so much research about the characters they're discussing, because they have to be able to answer any questions from the audience. And our audiences tend to have some, they either come with specific questions that they've researched or they have some background in that character, but they get asked pretty esoteric questions at times. So it's a very well-researched way to learn about a historical figure and that moment in time without necessarily, you know, having to embed yourself in a university class, say.
And it's fun.
It is fun. It's actually, the Chautauquans love their characters. I mean, these people are part of their lives. They spend so much time with these figures. And like I said, Hank is the one who convinced me that we needed to bring Jay Goldsboro Bruff to the stage. And the passion with which he wrote about that figure is what convinced me, because he sold me that story. And I just think that's so important. And even someone like Crèvecoeur, really, truly, you only find out about Crèvecoeur if you're in a core humanities class or an early American lit class. And even then, it might be a graduate level early American lit class. And so to be able to tell an audience about this figure that helped define who we are, I think that's incredibly important. And it is fun. It is fun. I think that's very important. Because I get very like, oh, serious. But no, it's such an enjoyable evening. And Bartley Ranch is an amazing amphitheater to hold that in. And Men Wielding Fire is there selling their food. And we've got great musical performances by Shiloh, Richard Aloyan, and Steve Wade, and then the Slide Mountain Band. So it's just it's one of the most festive things we do. And there's just such great, again, there's such great community spirit. People really enjoy it. And you can bring a picnic. You don't have to buy food. You can bring a picnic. It's just a nice, nice set of evenings.
It's a party.
It is a party.
Now, tickets for the festival available at NevadaHumanities.org. That's NevadaHumanities.org. Go to the website, because there's a whole list of events that we didn't have time to talk about right now. So you don't want to miss a thing. Head to the website ASAP. And check out the Chautauqua Festival calendar. Karen, thank you so much for your efforts. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.